Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Chris Gorham and Rob Butler from BBC Radio Norfolk with you for one of our occasional looks at all things Norwich City. And I'm afraid it feels like a bit of a bleak midwinter for Norwich City supporters, doesn't it, Rob? Because Norwich have lost 7 of their last 9 league games. They were top of the table and going well in the middle of October. 2 months later, not only are they 10th in the table, but they are 15 points behind the automatic promotion places. Do you think that... No, what are we, halfway through the season? Do you think any hope of Norwich City going back to the Premier League automatically has gone?
Merry Christmas, everyone, first. But here comes the sad stuff. Yeah, no, I think it has gone. I don't think Norwich would get promoted. I think in the summer we said it would be a big ask because, you know, after relegation, you know, you always struggle to get it going. And we did when we came down with Neil Adams. It took a while and it took the appointment of Alex Neil to sort of get the team going, ironically. And it kind of seems as if we need that again. We need perhaps a new manager who's going to come in and invigorate them, or the players to invigorate themselves. They appeared to do that against Aston Villa, but it was the old one step forward, five steps back, or whatever you want to call it, against Huddersfield. Yeah, not a disastrous performance, but Huddersfield, who, you know, not one of the bigger teams in the league, but they certainly have got a good reputation this season for playing good football, were absolutely brilliant. You know, and there's lots of Norwich fans saying, oh, go out and get their manager, Wagner, because they were brilliant and they just totally outplayed Norwich, totally outthought them. Could have been three or four goals in between it, but it was only one in the end. But yeah, I think Norwich fans have they're realists, they're sensible people. They know that promotion's probably going to be out of the touch of the Norwich team this season, and it's just a case of kind of, well, don't go down.
Yeah, well, it's that reflective time of year, isn't it, where you're looking back on 2016 and all that's happened. And I thought I'd have a look back and see what this calendar year has been like for Norwich City, because football supporters often get accused of being fickle and very knee-jerk, and they just, oh, you lose a game and they want the manager out. Well, I've had a look at the whole calendar year. And Norwich's first game in January, they beat Southampton in the Premier League at Carrow Road, beaten 1-0, Alex Tetti with a fine goal. And at that point, Rob, they were in the Premier League. They were 14th. They were 6 points clear of the relegation zone. Sunderland, who eventually caught them, were 8 points behind them. And they looked a really decent bet to stay in the Premier League. They then went on and strengthened the squad. They spent the best part of £20 million in January to strengthen the squad. From that position at the start of this year, they end it 10th in the Championship. This has been a dreadful year for Norwich City, hasn't it?
The whole league, they've gone down, isn't it? Literally, because, you know,
it is, yeah.
They're not far off it. I just think that's where it really comes into play. People who are criticising the manager and people who are kind of putting the boot in on the manager, of which a lot of people are, a lot of Norwich fans are, including in the ground on Friday night, I think they've got a valid point, because Norwich City, we can't just look at this season. We've got to look at the whole year, and we've got to look at what Alex Neil has done as a manager. Yeah, he got us up, which was fantastic. Great day at Wembley, etc. We've said it a million times. This year has been dreadful for Norwich, and we got relegated under that manager. So it's not as if it's like a little short thing where suddenly he's lost a few games. It's a whole year of, I mean, I don't know what the played one, lost, drawn is, but I would have thought, you know, the win percentage isn't very high.
Well, I can't give you those exact stats. What I can tell you, and this I think is almost the crux of the matter, is that during the whole calendar year, and again, not being knee-jerk here, when Norwich City have gone behind in games, they've only come back to get anything out of a game twice.
Yeah.
One of those was at Nottingham Forest in September. The other one was the last home game of the Premier League season, when they came from behind to beat Watford, but they were relegated that night. So they've only, the whole year, every time they've gone behind, they've lost by once. Now, now that says something about them. That's the mentality
much.
Of the players, the manager, I don't know what it is. When Norwich go a goal down, that's pretty much it.
But we can't, you know, I don't understand why people who, perhaps it's the board I'm talking up to here, you know, they can't see that and this is us as Norwich fans, not Norwich reporters, as Norwich fans, we're going to moan. You know, you can't expect any football fan in the world to have the year we've had and go, that's going to be all right. Well, we've lost so many games. We've surrendered leads, as you just said. We've not come from behind. You know, we've looked lily-livered in lots of games, including Brighton. I mean, that was dreadful. Bournemouth, we mentioned. You know, that was a terrible day. Watford, I remember going there. And these are against the lesser Premier League teams. And the, you know, Brighton and Hove Albion are going to be up there. But it was still an embarrassing day for Norwich fans. So it's not as if, like, Norwich fans are fickle and they've just said, oh, well, a couple of bad results. This has been going on for a long time now.
My other, again, looking at the whole calendar year, just to give it a bit of perspective and a bit of fairness, to say we're not just looking at the last few weeks. In the whole year, Norwich have drawn only 5 games.
Yeah, that says a lot.
Now, that says to me, when a game is tight, when it's a nip and tuck, when it's tight, Norwich are going to lose it. They don't have what it takes, whatever moral fibre it is, whatever, to when they're not playing well, and every team has days when they don't play well, we seem to have a bunch of players who, when they're not playing well, they just lose. They don't have what it takes to grind out a draw or really roll the sleeves up and, OK, let's just sit back, let's defend this, and let's make sure we get a point, if nothing else. We don't seem to have that.
Well, I think that comes down to the manager. I mean, we're lucky enough to work with a lot of ex-pros, you know, whether it be Chris Sutton, whether it be Ewan Roberts, Paul McVeigh, you know, and obviously Paul McVeigh, someone we know particularly well, and he always tells us how great Paul Lambert was. And he didn't used to pick Paul McVeigh. He wasn't even in the team, but Paul Lambert is Paul McVeigh's best ever manager. He's just the best manager I've ever worked with. And that's because Paul Lambert used to make those players believe they could beat anyone. Macca told me he used to go around the dressing room. If you go and play Man United away at Old Trafford, he would go around the dressing room and tell him, you're better than them, you can beat them, you're better than him, you're better than Giggsy. You know, and it might sound daft, but then players obviously probably thought, well, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, perhaps I am. And that makes them rise up and makes them breathe in, stick their chests out. It just seems to me that Norwich City don't have any of that. And to me, Alex Neil is the kind of man that you think could do that. He is the kind of man to get his players up and positive. But for some reason, Norwich players shrink when they go out there. And all this rubbish about we're the best squad in the league, apart from Newcastle, it's just total rubbish. They're not, because they haven't got it in their heads. And that's what's lacking. And that's where we need to sort this out sooner rather than later. Because, look, I'm telling you now, Chris, and I've said this to you off mic, on mic, wherever, Norwich City, the way they're going, will get relegated. And believe you me, people might be out there now listening, laughing and say, oh, come on, Rob, we're not that bad. Look at the form. We have got relegation form. As it stands at the minute, if you do what we've done in the last game, it will end up on about 36 points, which means you go down. You know, so Norwich City are really in the trouble here, and they need to do something about it. The board needs to do something about it. The manager needs to do something about it, and the players do. The fans have done all they can. They support their team. Something's got to change.
What do you want for Christmas?
I'm not going to say 3 points at Reading.
I'll
set you up for that. No, I don't know. I'd quite like the third strip. I quite like it now. Anyone out there, send it to us.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.